Good afternoon and welcome back once again for Nikki Rutherford, who is the marketing manager at Rolling Stone magazine. Nikki, welcome. Good to see you.
Thank you very much, Siobhan.
How are you doing?
Very well.
It always sounds so great, Rolling Stones magazine. It's like rock
cool,
and roll.
Huh? Yeah.
And wonderful. And I'll be completely honest with you, Nikki. I've seen it in the various different shops, and I've always thought, well, that looks interesting. But, you know, and I checked out the website. It's brilliant. Yeah. I'm hooked now, actually.
Great. Yeah. Good to hear
and
it.
It's something I don't know why. I'd never really... I suppose because my show doesn't really focus around music very much, etc. Yeah. But now that I've obviously spoke with you and we're doing this interview, I sort of did a bit of research. I thought, this is actually really, really
fantastic.
Cool.
Fantastic.
I'd urge everyone to definitely check out the website and have a look.
Yeah, there's lots going on there, absolutely.
Definitely. Well, you know, before we get into talking about the competition called Street to Stage, perhaps we can talk a little bit about Rolling Stone magazine. And I said, doing my research as I was before the show, and I had no idea that it's been around for such a long time.
Yeah.
It's amazing. It started in the US, wasn't it?
It was. It was started by Jan Wenner in 1967, actually. So it's got a rich history. It was brought to the Middle East in November 2010. So we're still quite new. It's all around the world. The most latest one was South Africa. So we're no longer the baby in the Rolling Stone family, which is nice. And
And the magazine that's produced here, is that very regionally based? I mean, there's a lot of regional content in it.
It is. There is a lot of regional content. What we find is that our readers enjoy a mix of the both. So we still do have a lot of the US content, a lot of sort of internationally relevant news. But then, yeah, we have a lot of regional content just to make it, like I say, relevant to the area, really.
Mm. And I think what's interesting is the fact that it has been launched, as you said, here, because there's a growing music scene. And it has, I think, just in the past few years, it's really sort of exploded, and there's so much going on now. So I suppose it's testament to that, really, that they decided to launch here in the first place.
Yeah, I mean, there's such a rich history in the Middle East of art, culture, music, and not very much of a platform for them to showcase their art and their work. So it was really a case of just being there to show off what's already here, really, and giving them the kind of cutting edge journalism that they deserve.
And is it very much still focused on music?
There is a strong focus on music, but we have massively diversified. I mean, you'll find in there movie reviews, TV reviews, a lot of politics. Massively diversified, actually. Yeah. Popular culture, generally.
Now, let's talk more then now about this fantastic competition that you have. If listen in, if you're a rock star musician, this could certainly be something for you. And submissions, it's still open, of course, for submissions up until the 12th of July, so there's still time. It's called Street to Stage Competition. Nikki, give us the details.
Sure. I mean, Street to Stage was originated in the States. We brought it here because we thought it very relevant to the region and what's going on here. The name Street to Stage is about bringing sort of buskers literally from the street and giving them a platform, putting them on stage and letting them be heard. Obviously here there's not really a busking kind of sense of it. It's more sort of online. So really we consider the YouTubers buskers, you know. So we're taking them and giving them a platform for them to be seen, heard and reviewed and hopefully potentially signed. Mm-hmm. So that's the outcome. It's still open now for entries, like you say, and we're looking for original unsigned artists. Okay. So if you're over 21, if you're making original music of any genre, if you're a band, a solo artist, hip-hop, rock, whatever, enter. We're looking for a vast array of talents.
So, wow.
Yeah.
Gosh, and how's the response been so far?
It's been mega, actually.
Really?
It's been pretty exciting. Every day there's something new. And surprising as well, you know, hip-hop artists from Saudi and, you know, Lebanese jazz musicians and real vast array, which is exactly what we were looking for.
Right.
So excellent original talent here in the region.
And it's regionally, so is it GCC?
Or it is. Right. It's actually open to 10 countries, Bahrain, Egypt, Jordan, Kingdom of Saudi Arabia, Kuwait, Lebanon, Oman, Palestine, Qatar and the UAE.
Mm.
But it's going to be annual, so who knows, maybe next year we're going to go even bigger with
it. Right, okay. So you've had an amazing response so far. Mm-hmm. I mean, I can't imagine what the judging process is going to be like. Who's on the panel there?
It's tough. So far it's in-house, so we'll be picking the 15 finalists who will then go online in August with their own profile pages. But from then on, it's going to be voting open to the public. So from the 20th of August, when we've picked our 15 finalists, it's open to all members of the public click and vote for your favourite.
So it's like a people's choice kind of thing.
It is, yeah. But then the final, there'll be three finalists flown in to perform at the Hard Rock Cafe Dubai in Festival City. That'll happen on the 19th of October, and a panel of judges there will consist of executives from Sony Music Middle East, as well as our own in-house team. So it will be the publisher of Rolling Stone. It will also be the editor and deputy editor of Rolling Stone.
Right, okay. Yeah. So that's all going to be happening in October. Yeah. So you've got the summer, I suppose, to whittle it down. And so tell us, what do you need from people? What do they need to send in?
Right now, all they need to do is just register online at www.rollingstoneme.com/STS, and there you just do a really simple registration process. Also upload what we call the SoundCloud URL. Okay. If you can't do that, you can also email in an MP3 however you'd like. As I say, it does have to be original music, so written by yourself.
And just one track?
It can be one track, it can be many tracks, but yeah, you can just send in one track, that's not a problem. From then on, we'll select the 15 and we'll be contacting them as to the next steps of the competition.
Okay.
That's a little bit tricky, it involves a little bit more.
Right, yeah, because I was reading it, I said, you know, people might be a little bit concerned that you have to send in a video clip and et cetera, but... No,
it's very easy. Yeah. Once we pick our 15, we'll be contacting them and sending them the Rolling Stone packs. So it will give details of the next step. We'll also be sending them a camcorder, actually, so that then they can produce the 4 MP3s and 4 music videos for the next step of the competition.
Wow.
So, but we're not expecting, you know, mega huge great things. We're not expecting MTV style videos. We're expecting, you know, maybe on the street, in a bedroom, like whatever it is, it's really, you know, raw
creative,
and edgy.
Right.
Yeah, creative and raw and edgy, and you know, that's what Street to Stage is all about. You know, we're not expecting professionalism at this stage.
But that's quite interesting how you've incorporated the whole video side into the music, and it's, I suppose it just shows how strong it is.
Yeah, it is. I mean, it's an MTV YouTube culture now. You know, people like to see what they're listening to, so it just adds a little bit more for the voter and for the viewer. Yeah, absolutely.
Video killed the radio stars.
Yeah, but we hope not. We hope it's improving them actually.
And do they have to be singing in English, or can it be Arabic?
We're accepting Arabic entries as well. We have our own in-house sort of Arabic music reviewer, so yeah, we're hoping for Arabic entries as well, which we have had.
Right. Okay. So yeah, I mean, that's really exciting. Obviously a great way to uncover the talent that's in the region that we know is out there, definitely.
I mean, it is so hard for especially English-speaking talent in the region, especially in Dubai. For some reason, there's so many restrictions on gigging here, on, you know, permits and things like that. So we find that they do really come up against it in this area. Not so much in the region, actually. In Lebanon, Egypt, they have these underground music scenes, but in Dubai, there are just so many restrictions. So we're hoping that this is their platform. You know, if you're unseen, unheard, then this is where we can, we can show you off.
Mm. And so at the end, it's first of all, you get down to 15 and then you have to make the videos, and then you get down to, is that the next step, is the 3?
Yeah, well, no, from the 15, which will be released on the 20th of August, then every 2 weeks we'll be counting the votes and knocking out a couple.
Oh, wow.
So there will be an elimination process every couple of weeks,
which
will take us right up to the first week in October. We'll be left with our final 3, and then they'll prepare to perform live on stage.
And what will they get? There's talk of them actually possibly being signed up.
That is a definite possibility. As I say, on the judging panel there are Sony execs. Sony will definitely be giving the winners a mentorship, which in itself is just invaluable. Rolling Stone will be giving them editorial coverage in print and online. We'll be endorsing them as well. The possibility of being signed to Sony Music Middle East.
Well, hopefully we can maybe bring them on the radio. What do you think?
Absolutely. I'm sure they'd be up for that. Absolutely.
I think it's a great competition. And you know, it's not that easy either. So you are asking. And it's hard. The industry's difficult. So
it is,
You've got to be up for the challenge, haven't you? And be up for putting the work in to actually get recognised and get out there.
Absolutely, absolutely. Mm. Unfortunately, even if you put the work in here, you might not necessarily, you know, get anything out of it. So this is a way of showing that you will absolutely be seen by thousands and thousands of viewers, even if you don't win.
Exactly.
It's still worth it.
So someone, you know, they may not be successful in this competition, but you never know, someone else might see you.
There could be somebody viewing your YouTube clip. There could be somebody online. You know, I'm sure there will be people out there like us looking for new music and using us as a way to find it. Mm. So you will be viewed by the right people if you enter, absolutely.
Well, I hope we've tweaked lots of people's imaginations and on that, and creativity. If you're interested, if you're a musician, singer, songwriter, and that's actually a question. Do you have to be the sort of the writer of the music as well, or can you just be the performer of it?
Yeah, I mean, not necessarily. As long as there's no plagiarism going on, long as you own the rights to everything that you have, then that's fine. That will be accepted.
Right, absolutely. Right. So, as I said, this could be for you. You've got up until the 12th of July to do so. So if you're a budding musician and you fancy your shot at the Street to Stage competition, which is being organised by Rolling Stone magazine, this could be the opportunity for you. It's been a pleasure. Thank you very much
for talking to us.
Thanks. Nikki. And I hope we can follow the competition as well. And as I said, maybe we can invite them in October to perform here in the studio.
And who knows, you could be playing their music.
Exactly.
Even better.
Brilliant. Nikki Rutherford there, who is the marketing manager of Rolling Stone magazine. Thank you very much for joining us. All the best to you.
Thank you.
Let me give the website out once again as well. If you'd like to have a go at checking out the competition, it's www.rollingstoneme.com, and the details are on there. Again, the competition is called Street to Stage. Well, we're going to take another quick break. When we come back, we're going to be going back to art, actually, and welcoming Antonia Carver to the studio. She has her Art Dubai Dispatch for us, and we're going to be going locally to find out some of their top picks, but also internationally, and find out a little bit about Art Basel. There's also the Beirut Art Fair opening this week, and much, much more. That's all coming up right here on The Edge on Dubai Eye.